New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Burke and I are here to welcome you back to part two.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis and Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Have you heard this?
We need some quiet.
Nope.
Bruce Springsteen.
I figured that because his voice was annoying me. Song about?
It's about a kid that got shot in New York by the cops 41 times and didn't even have a gun.
Well, he's gonna have to write another song about our guy. Alrighty then. 41 shots.
Elena gets her son ready for school. I don't know the answers. She says on these streets, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm ex-military. I'm strong about gun rights and all that. But
the flip side is, if there were less of these things out there, there would be less killings at the same time.
But I guess the point that I'm trying to make here is that this song was written almost 15 years ago. And we're still fucking dealing with it. Somebody's got to figure out a way to fix this. Had it. George Floyd, Uvalde,
41 shots. Ooh, Clarence Clemons. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answers. What are the answers?
I don't know.
Do we become Republicans?
Do we get rid of?
Do we become
government
Democrats? Because I'm telling you right now, neither of them are doing their job.
They're unfortunately Republicans and Democrats fall into one category, and that would be politicians. The only thing that they care about is money.
Which, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you guys hear about this all the time. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to say it proud. A politician was never supposed to be a job. In the United States of America, when the Constitution was written, it was signed by cobblers. It was signed by farmers. It was signed by normal, everyday people. You can bitch about the fact that Thomas Jefferson had slaves or George Washington had slaves. That document was signed by people that were just normal, everyday people. And that's what Congress was supposed to be. Representatives of the people.
George Washington warned us about the type of government that we have today and said we shouldn't ever come to this. And yet we have come to this. And 200 years ago, some smart guy in a white wig said, yeah, you're going to be sorry if it comes to this. And guess what? We're sorry that we've come to this.
Damn, I'm sitting here pouring beer while beer's done. Brooks. Brooke.
Brew Springsteen. Wait, no, that's a beer. Broke Springsteen. No, that's not him.
Hey, Brooke. Haven't talked to Brooke in a while.
Don't think we're getting to talk about a movie tonight. Something tells me.
Something tells me that we're just not going to get into this tonight.
No, that's all right.
I actually closed.
We needed. We were talking. I think it was a couple of weeks ago about, man, we've done so many movies. We've done so many movies, and we tried to do the bit with the game show, which failed miserably because we didn't think it out properly. But we'll do it. But yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I was told that I couldn't use the video footage because, I can't say why I can't use it.
Of what?
Of the attempt to do the game online.
Oh, okay.
I cannot explain whether it was Sam or whether it was Burke had some issue with it, but I had no issue with it, even though I was butt-ass naked. I thought it would have been a great...
The only problem was we were just basically laughing hysterically on tape. We didn't explain the questions, the answers, nothing. It was just a bunch of us laughing hysterically, which makes for kind of a fun podcast for like 5 minutes. And after that, it's kind of boring.
Dude, I wanted to post that on Facebook. And somebody said, no, you can't do that.
I didn't say that.
You can't do that. I'm not saying it was you. There were three of us on that podcast. It could have been me that sat back and went, hey, fuck that. I don't need anyone seeing me sucking on a bong.
That was the best thing you sucked on all night, too. At least the cleanest thing.
That's the only thing I suck on. Oh, crap. I can't say that. I live in Texas.
Is that legal there? What the heck? Oh, that sucks, man.
You know what? There's pros and cons to living in Texas. There's a strong morality in the state, but there are certain things that they kind of sit back and outlaw that I sit back and go, what the fuck, dude? Wake the fuck up. Pot is not something that I need to worry about. Fentanyl, outlaw the hell out of it. Pot, no. Shoot, they don't even like gambling here. I have to go to Oklahoma, which I do weekly. See, okay, somebody answer me this question. Is Texas that stupid? Do you not realize how much tax dollars you are losing to places in Louisiana and Oklahoma? Start gaming here.
For that matter, you know, legalize at least the medical marijuana and tax that shit. It's done Colorado a world of good.
It makes no sense to me. There's certain drugs that I would not legalize. I would never legalize cocaine. I would never legalize fentanyl, whippets, pot. Who the hell cares?
Look, nobody has ever OD'd on pot. And let's face it, do you want to go commit violent crimes when you're high? No, you want to sit and eat chips and watch TV. What's the big deal?
Most people that smoke pot after about an hour sit down and go to sleep or eat. So you're going to improve your economy
because with Uber Eats,
because Taco Bell is going to be packed.
It's like, I'm not going out. I'm going to order in. They're going to bring me. Wait, dude, they will bring you food. Dude.
Fuck, man. They'll drive it to me. Holy hell. Fuck
yeah, I'm in, man.
All I got to do is tip them $5.
Oh. The restaurants bounce back. Shootings go down. It's a win-win. Come on.
As you're sitting there with your cheddar cheese sauce dripping down your chin. God, I love this burrito, man. Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, okay. I grew up in the 80s. I went to college late 80s. I have no clue how many times Burke, Kathy, any of my friends that I hung out with didn't go to Taco Bell after an evening of whippets and smoking pot. Oh, and drinking.
I was going to say, I think I was one of the few that were like big into pot. Everybody else was into drinking heavily.
Okay. I was in the drinking group. I was introduced to the pot from not the pot, the whippets.
Yeah, that was me and Carl.
It wasn't you that, well, I mean, I did whippets with you, but it wasn't you that got me into it. Carl's wife.
Jenny.
Oh, we shouldn't say that out live. Sorry, Jenny. Okay.
Anyway.
but it wasn't just Jenny, because Carl. Not Carl.
He and I did a ton. We killed so many brain cells.
Craig and I would do whippets like you wouldn't believe. yeah. And Mo. Mo and I would drink. I don't know if Mo smoked pot. I don't think he did.
I don't remember ever doing that with him.
I know that when I hung out with Charles and Kevin, we never smoked pot. We drank a lot.
They drank. Yeah, like I said, I felt like I was one of the few marijuana smokers of any magnitude of that whole group. And I really didn't. Well, that was what I did when I went home to chill out at night. You know, it's like if I was working at Yocono's, I did my night shift, I had a couple beers, I'd go home. And I would get out the big old bong and just, you know, rip that thing and watch a movie. It was usually that was back in the day when VCRs became cheap. And I realized that they had an RCA in and an RCA out. Hold on. Wait a minute. Are you saying that if I buy a second VCR, I can tape my favorite movies?
Yeah.
This can't be. So lo and behold, I went and bought a cheap VCR, bought an RCA cable, plugged them in. Lo and behold, I could tape my favorite movies. Holy crap. So I had all three Star Wars, the original three, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and just a couple of other like key films that I rented, taped, and then I would just get really blowed out and watch those movies. God, the Star Wars movies, holy cow. Sometimes I would watch the 77 Star Wars movie like three nights in a row. Then I watched the second Star Wars movie three nights in a row, and then I watched the third one three nights in a row. And then the next week it would be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I watched those to death. Holy cow.
It was definitely a different period in the world. Back in those times, I didn't worry as much about assault weapons or any of that stuff. It wasn't important. Do I think that life would have, guys, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to guesstimate here. No. There's no need in guesstimating. I'll tell you right now, if you're a child in America today, while we want you to have the best time growing up, you're not going to.
It's a little scarier time now than it was back then.
When I was growing up, I think the worst thing that I worried about was getting stopped by Undercoffer and for having beer underage.
Even before that, like when I was young, like my mom would say, when the streetlights come on, that's the time to come home. That was it. I could be gone. And literally, I was gone all day. Summertime, I would get on my bicycle and I would go wherever I wanted to with impunity. I was safe. It didn't matter.
It was kind of weird how you could get onto your bike and ride away to areas that you normally would drive to, but you were free.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you're saying. I used to ride my bike from my house to Spencer Lake. And Spencer Lake is probably about 10 miles from my house. So I used to ride my bike a long ass way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that freedom.
Yeah.
It was that freedom to be able to go and do that. And I kind of feel sorry for these like I see these videos of your daughter Sam dancing in a bar, and that's a great thing to do, but you have kids nowadays have to worry,
yeah,
about that. Where you and I would go to Thursdays, and there, I didn't worry.
Yeah.
Nobody was walking in there with a gun.
Yeah.
It was a bar that we all went and hung out at to have a good time. The Armadillo was the same way. You go there to have a good time.
Thursdays, whatever.
Armadillo, Thursdays, the Sun. You name one bar on that strip back when it was a strip. Now it's a freaking.
Yeah, they have a stadium and, you know, fast food places. And there's one bar left, I think. It might be Thursdays, might be the only place left.
I think Thursdays is left, and I think the Sun's left. Is the Sun gone?
Yeah, there's a stadium on top of where the Sun used to be.
Either way, I don't know. I don't know the answers. I would like to have listeners actually come on or send us emails and tell us what they think. How do we fix this? Because it's not going to, guys, it's not going to be a politician that fixes this. The American people have to fix this. What are the answers? My answers are very simple. Term limits for congressmen.
Oh, God.
Term limits for senators.
Age limits for people in the Supreme Court.
I think you have to. I think you've got to put us. You can't. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as great as she was the last few years of her life, she was not sane. You could say that for about 10 justices we've had.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in packing the court. I believe that there is a pendulum in politics. And that pendulum right now is swinging one direction. But that pendulum will always come back in the other direction. The thing is that you have to put term limits on Congress and the Senate.
Yeah, everybody in any political role should not be there forever. It's just not healthy.
Now, I know a lot of people are upset with the Supreme Court, the way that they're dealing with stuff right now. I'm kind of indifferent to this. I'm not going to get involved. Well, here's the thing. They pushed it back to the states.
They pushed some of it back to the states.
Here's the thing. If Congress and the Senate wanted to pass a law, they had 40 years to pass it. Pass a law. Very simple.
Okay.
There was no law written. There was a court document. This never should have been a fucking issue. This should have been passed 20 years ago. They should have made a law. But you see, they used Roe versus Wade as an excuse to not make a decision. And I'm tired of that shit. Make a fucking decision.
Yeah.
You want women's rights? Pass a fucking law.
Did you see the bit about the lady who was in the HOV lane on the highway?
Got pulled over. That.
She's like, I'm pregnant. There's two of me here. you just passed a law saying that this is a real person in me right now. So there's two of us. You can't give me a ticket.
I absolutely love that.
And I absolutely think she should get off scot-free because that's totally what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. The thing is that Congress, okay, right now the Democrats have a majority in both Congress and the Senate. Mm-hmm. Plus they have a president pass a fucking law.
Yep.
Get off your ass and pass the law.
I like the Dems, but they're a little too passive for my taste. I don't like the Republicans, that they're overly aggressive for my taste. I just wish there were some people that were kind of in the middle that had, I don't know, brain cells.
There are. We're called libertarians.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, you're such a minority. It doesn't matter.
And that's the thing, is that in a two-party system, these are the two things that have to happen right now. You have to go to a three-party system, and then you have
to... Then you have a tiebreaker, for fuck's sake.
Then you have to... Well, isn't that what the entire government was supposed to be based on?
It was supposed to be based on that, yes.
It was supposed to be based on executive, legislative, and judicial.
Right.
And all of those positions were supposed to be able to
check and balance.
Exactly. And yet we in the 1860s decide that there's only two political parties that are allowed to rule, which is absolutely idiotic. They basically run the electoral. This is why I was against the Electoral College.
Because I still don't understand that crap, but whatever.
I understand the Electoral
College. I do understand it. And but you can follow that back to the fucking money once again.
The issue comes to me with you have two parties instead of three. You need the three part. Oh, hang on. Oh, I had to move that. My cursor turned into a hand and it was right on your forehead. It was driving me nuts.
Is that better?
What the fuck?
That was a permanent Jean-Luc Picard.
What the fuck are you doing, guys? So like I said, so we've actually had a great conversation here tonight in the fact that the founders never wanted a politician to be a job.
They never wanted this system of government that we have now.
With that, the two-party system does not work. We know that. We've known that for 20, 50. You and I are 50 years. Well, I'm not going to say how old I am. I'll cut that out, Bert. Trust me.
I'll cut that out. By God, I'll cut that out.
Burke and I are old, but we're not too old to realize that.
I'm old enough to tell kids to get off my lawn. That's how old I am.
Just about to talk about how small our penises are, but anyways,
that goes without saying.
The facts are the facts here. Washington, Jefferson,
Franklin,
Adams, all four of those gentlemen who were the main guys in writing the Declaration of Independence never wanted Congress or the Senate to be politicians. The Senate was supposed to be more lawyer-based. The Congress was supposed to be of the people. That way you have, boom, 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 three checkpoints before it gets to the president.
Right.
Now,
I never understood why. Like every single politician was a lawyer. It's like their entire job is to argue. Like, that's their whole job. Their whole job is to argue. That's it.
Oh, where is it?
I don't know. I'm not there.
Hold on. Am I not sharing with you?
No. Well, you're sharing computer sound, but nothing else.
Where is it? Not that one.
Computer woes. We'll get this stuff dialed in, I promise. Yeah, it's weird because we're both working with brand new computers, pretty much.
All right, I feel better.
You didn't kill your soundboard with beer. That's good.
No. You know, I think this has been a good conversation because of the fact that I have that military background. You have the
I do not.
Yeah, you're more Democrat.
I probably lean a little more towards a libertarian, and I want to be in the middle. I want people to do good stuff and not do stupid stuff. Does that make me a libertarian? I don't know.
Okay, so the Democrats and the Republicans out there, do not be scared of us libertarians. Us libertarians, we're center of the road. I get
what you want, and I get what you want, and we should be able to meet somewhere. Like, we should be able to negotiate this, meet somewhere in the middle, like the right thing.
Why is that so hard? And honestly, the Republicans and the Democrats are going to come together when we fight to have a third party, because they don't want it.
No, they will lose their power. They will lose their money.
So how do we fix America? Because now it's not looking that good. Yeah.
Do you have Netflix, correct?
Yes.
Adam Conover, guy that did a series called Adam Ruins Everything, just did a show. Yes.
Great.
I love him. He did a show called The G Word, all about government. It's on Netflix. It's a wonderful show to watch. For some odd reason, Barack Obama, I believe, is in the very first and last scene of the whole 6-part series. I believe he had something to do with it. And Adam, like, says, you know, Barack did this really good. Barack really fucked that up. He pulls no punches. He tells you all the good things the government has done, and they have done some wonderful things. The FDA was pretty freaking amazing back in the day, but the government has done some really stupid shit, and he explains why the government has done some really stupid shit. It's a great view if you have Netflix. And his biggest take at the very end was, yeah, there's not a lot you can do about big government, but local government, you can change, and you do have a say, and your vote does count. And that's really where you should put your efforts into. And so that is one of my things that I'm going to try and do in the near future, is figure out what my local politicians are all about, what they're doing, and promote or demote to the ones that I like or do not like.
And on that note, we got to take a little break here. We'll be back. But I got to pee.
I do too. Oh my God. From the smiles and the look in their eyes, everyone's got a theory about the bitter one. They're saying, mama never loved her much, and daddy never keeps in touch. That's why she shied away from human affection. But somewhere in a private place, she packs a bag from outer space. And now
while she's waiting for the right kind of pilot to come. And just say to me, just say to me, I'll fly her to the moon and back if you'll be my baby.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm gonna live my life like every day's the last, without a simple goodbye. It all goes by so fast.
Didn't you hear that?
And now that you're gone.
Hello.
I can.
Damn you.
Can't cry hard.
I have started over now.
Can't get my space bar to work though.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, let's sail. Oh, let's tell you to run.
Oh, shit. Hang on.
Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How about we run with? How about cry?
Are you there?
I am.
Wow. Okay, I see Berkman's thought.
It was cool. It popped up on my computer to check my phone. I'm like, what? I check my phone. It's like, here's the counterweight. That's awesome.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like a bourbon discotheque. That's great. And then a cat. Oh my God. You've got like the $180 cat thing in the background. That's hilarious.
Yeah, my brand new microphone took a dump inside of a cup of beer.
What?
While another 30 ounces dumped all over the floor. I'm telling you right now, my feet are swimming in beer. I have now dumped 90 ounces of beer on the floor. It's going to be a great smell in the house.
It's a sin in some countries, I'm pretty sure.
So here, to top off the night, I've been trying to get a hold of some people from the place that I work at to get them to come on and talk with us about certain topics or anything.
Everyone's like, yeah, everyone, all your friends are like, yeah.
And like, no, not one person has answered. I've been texting them since noon.
Smart guys you work with.
I texted Caitlin, who is one of the managers. Well, actually, I'm not going to say what she does up there. I texted Sam Schnozzle, the Schnoz. Not one of them wanted to come on.
Yeah, smart people. Ah.
Dumbasses. So I was asked the other day while I was at work whether I actually mentioned the name of our company that I work for.
And you're like, heck no.
Skid Row, everyone. Skid Row. I lit this band back in the 90s. Oh my gosh. What a great band. Anyways, so yeah, I was asked that whether we discuss company, I guess is what you would say. No, we don't, because we burp too much. To be able to get the name of the company that we work for out. But Burke works for, and I work for. Yeah.
It used to be called that. And it's no longer called that.
And it's now called
this. Squealy Doo.
Oh, so there you go. Everyone is in now.
All right.
I seriously wonder if people think that we're stupid.
Oh, we know we're stupid.
What?
Are we relevant and fun is the question.
Well, okay, so we can be stupid, but I would never say that the golf company is the company that I work for.
No, and I would never say that the car company is what I work for either.
Well, you see, I don't know why people are so worried about what we talk about.
No, we've got pre-editing and post-editing to save the innocent.
My boss looked at me the other day. He was like, "You're not saying anything derogatory." I said, "About who?" The and no.
I think that the company is a great company to work for. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have never said that there is a bear holding a flag and that's their logo.
Yeah, it's a squealy that one out, you bastard.
Squibbity. Squibbity. Squibbity.
You'd be like, "What did I do last night? Son of a..." Oh, God. Hey, God.
You know, I actually had, I had about 15 emails from people saying that they wanted us to get away from the movies and stuff like that. And I was okay, that's fine. Because Burke and I have no problem talking about
nothing, everything. We don't care. We do care. Whatever.
Fuck it. Who knows? I could spend 16 hours in a row watching videos of Joe Biden or
Kamala Harris or whomever. Don't care.
I don't know who has
Bridget Bardot.
I don't know who has the better flaws, though. Trump had some great flaws.
I mean, we can go all the way back to Bush the second, and that was just a good old time there, man.
Yeah, I don't think that I can say that anything is better or worse with either of them.
But some stuff sucks less, but then some stuff sucks more.
Here. I'm Biden, Joe, my friend. I'm gonna give you a hint here. First thing, quit saying that the economy's better since you've been in office. While that's true, there was a pandemic and nobody worked for 2 years. Don't need to hear that shit. Just figure out how to get gas prices lower. Secondly, Donald Trump, do not sit back and say Joe Biden sucks, because he does have better numbers than you right now.
I had a gentleman at work talk about how he actually convinced people with facts. Because I'm, and forgive me, I hate watching the news with a passion because I don't trust any of it. I've been so lied to by so much of it. I just, there's so many people at work that will tell me what's going on. I don't need to watch the news myself. So this one gentleman.
Why? Came, because people are.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey. So he was talking about, you know, everyone's bitching about the fact that Biden cut the something XL pipeline. Right. And he's like, yeah, okay. The XL pipeline was never meant to bring oil into the U.S. for us to use. It was meant to bring oil into the U.S. for us to, you know, sift through it and make it pretty and all that and sell it, you know, back to the people. We were only meant to process it. That's it. It wasn't meant for us. It was meant for other countries. So whether or not that pipeline was shut down or not has no bearing on our gas prices whatsoever. It's like, I didn't know that because I don't watch the news and I don't care. So.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what to believe about that. Now, I've read the specs on the XL pipeline. and it was supposed to bring in a group of crude oil that is not able to be consumed for
motor vehicles. Yeah, it's like the nastiest, crappiest crude oil ever. And it was never meant for us to consume. It was meant for us to process and send back out. That's it. Our companies would make some money because we were processing that. That's it. That's all it was meant to do. That's it.
So here's what I'll say about this, which is it's been over-politicized by both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of hearing it. It's done. Now you've got to figure out how to work around that situation and fix what we have. There is pros and cons to each side. I am not happy with us exporting oil to China right now when we are in an oil crisis.
But if it's crap we can't use, that's okay. I don't know. I will freely admit, I am not politically inclined. I don't watch the news. I don't know the facts. I give my opinions, and that's about it.
I have never, ever in my life said what affiliation I am. Burke has never said what affiliation he is. I don't think that matters. We're just giving an opinion.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I have voted for both parties, so I can't say that I am this or that. It is what it is.
Here's what I've noticed. I have noticed that the line has shifted. Where I was a Democrat all my life, I'm starting to see myself slide more towards the Republican. And it's not because I like the Republican values. It's because the left has really kind of pushed to this far left.
Yeah.
And
I think you and I want to be in the middle. I think.
And that's the thing, is that I want to be in the middle. I don't want to be on the far left, and I don't want to be on the far right.
I don't want to be radical anything.
Yeah. But I feel like we're being pushed in two different directions right now.
If you don't believe in my beliefs, you're all the way over there. It's like, no, I want to be here. And then the guys on this side are like, oh, you don't believe it. You're that guy. I'm like, no, I just want to be right here.
You know, and,
can we be here somewhere? Both sides? Is that possible?
I think the biggest problem that we have right now is that you have media outlets on the left, you have media outlets on the right, and nobody's actually telling what's going on. I can't make a decision without knowing the facts, and everyone's lying. Or everyone's leaning in a direction. I don't know how to explain.
You almost have to watch like the BBC. Mm-hmm. Like someone from another country with a non-biased view to figure out what the hell's going on in my own country.
I watch Sky
News.
That just seems really
kind of fucked up.
I watch Sky News. Why? Because I can't watch Fox. I can't watch CNN. I mean, I will tell you, I watch Fox. I watch Gutfeld every night. He cracks jokes. I like that. I watch Jimmy Kimmel every night. He cracks jokes. He's fine. I don't know. I don't. They've got to come up with a third party. You have to come up with a third party to counteract the two parties. That way you've got a group of people in the middle that really kind of sway any decision that comes out. So if the Democrats come out with a great decision, the liberals will be there.
If the Republicans come up with something brilliant, go there.
Wow.
That's fine.
What a great, brilliant concept. Isn't that what the American government was supposed to be built on?
That's what it was supposed to be, and it's not what it is now.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I am sucking down some... What the hell is that? Oh, I'm scared.
Better be booze you're talking about.
Dude, I'm scared to pull it off because all the shit's leaning right now. American...
Barrel Kentucky bourbon.
I am on the third glass.
Oh. Am I at the halfway point? I'm pretty close.
You are pretty damn close.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
So I just tried my next shot. But guess what I brought with me?
Little ginger ale. There we go. That I am chasing mine with diet ginger ale.
Ah. So
I'll tell you what, this TX bourbon is really smooth, really easy to drink. I don't have to think about it. But it gives me enough, it keeps my interest. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
This is a really just, if you want to drink bourbon and enjoy it, bourbon, this is really good stuff.
Wow. All right. So I'm doing the American Barrel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The snake bottle.
American Barrel.
We're gonna call it snake bottle.
Yeah. Kentucky bourbon.
And once again, for anyone who's just tuning in for the first time, bourbon does not have to be made in Kentucky. It's not like champagne.
No.
Bourbon can be made anywhere. It's just how it is made.
Hang on.
What?
It must be made in the United States of America.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. But it's on it's not Kentucky only.
It's not based on Kentucky. It has to be made in the United States of America. Have a 51% mash rate of corn.
Yes.
And those are the two requirements for it to be bourbon.
Now, you know, you look at champagne that has to be made in the Champagne region of France. Otherwise, it is a sparkling wine. Sparkly.
Which, ladies and gentlemen, we're having two bottles of sparkling bubbly sent to our hotel room in Put-in Bay.
I will probably bring the infinity bottle.
I am bringing a bottle of Willet, and I'm bringing a $100 bottle.
Ooh.
Of smoked bourbon.
Ooh.
Yes.
Sounds tasty.
Yes. I am sure. Like, you see, I didn't realize that I could fly with alcohol, but I can.
So, therefore, I will.
Therefore, I will. The fact that you cannot get Willett in the state of Ohio is absolutely an atrocity.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. There's a lot. Well, and I don't know. I would assume there's probably some stuff in Texas you can't get that we can get here, but I don't know what is.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is. But I'm coming up. I got my flight. We're going to go play. I don't know exactly where we're going. Well, the race is supposed to start on the 20th. I fly in on the 20th. We will get to Put-in Bay. For those of you that want to come join us, we'll be up there from the 23rd or 20th until the 23rd. We are staying. Well, I'm not going to tell you that.
On the island.
Yeah. We will be on the island for those 3 days. Come to any bar and you will run into us.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything else?
I'm done. I no offense. I'm done for the night. I got no more brain cells left to pick at.
There are times. There
even your camera doesn't. I did not see your nose hairs that close. Thank you. Your camera's even drunk.
There's been so much beer spilled here.
It's a sin. Dude, you can be arrested in Texas for that, can't you?
I am sitting in my socks. And they're soaked. All right. So what are you looking forward to? I mean, what I am there the 20th to the 25th. Do you golf?
I used to, but I don't have clubs.
Okay.
I imagine we will find something to keep us entertained.
So
something tells me.
Okay, so you're taking off from work from what?
Oh, God, I don't think I have that on my phone, but I believe it's the 20th or 25th.
So you could go golfing.
If I had clubs.
With Bob and I.
Yeah, 20 to 25. Yep.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be a long week. Oh, by the way, is Sam still there?
No, she is upstairs in her room.
Okay. I'll text her. Well, Sam's going to end up taking over our social media stuff.
Cool. She's good at that.
Burke and I suck. I really don't mind posting something once and again, but
it's like Burke, you're better at the Facebook. I'm better at the website, which I've ignored we have had so much going on. In the past 2 weeks, it's really been tough. Honestly, the last time I checked the website, Prince was the last thing you posted.
Yes.
So it's been a hot second since we've actually put out a podcast.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything about that. We have had, at this point in time, actually, I'm going to be skipping some episodes or editing them out The Spies Like Us episode came out.
Is it out?
Yeah, it came
out.
Yeah, it came out today.
Cool.
What was after that? The Batman comes out.
Yes. That might be a two-parter, if I recall.
It is.
Okay.
And I'm scared to say what's coming out after that.
Whatever.
I may be cutting some shows. I kind of want this show that we did tonight to air like tomorrow. Because
if you can get it out, go right for it, man. I don't care.
Well, here's the thing. This was the first show that we did where it was nothing.
It was free form. Don't care.
And I kind of like that. I got tired of the top 10 lists. And we were supposed to talk about Lord of the Rings. I love that. I think that needs to be a special in itself.
Yeah.
Because we're dealing with three films. And it's three films that are in the box behind the counter.
Yeah. It's big stuff for us.
Yeah.
And for us.
This is really kind of something that needs to be dealt with. It needs to be dealt with in a way to where it's getting what it deserves.
This, you mean not us totally drunk?
Well, not just that. It's the fact that we're hitting all the cylinders. I don't want to do the show and sit back and go, oh, guess what? We kind of shit rode that. Because we shit rode another show that we shouldn't have.
Which one?
I think we shit rode the Batman.
No, that was I kind of like that one. That was a good, honest, like you were on one side of the fence, I was on another side of the fence. Mm-hmm. I liked that interaction. I think that was a good show, honestly.
We'll see when it comes out. It's coming.
All right.
It's this week. So we'll see what the response is. But here's the fact. The show that we had tonight was raw. And it wasn't planned. It wasn't scheduled. Any of that shit.
Unscripted. Don't care. Just off the cuff. And yeah, a lot of fun, honestly.
And I mean, I had a good time talking about the shit that we talked about. I kind of like the unscripted stuff. It flows better.
Although Scott's tooth made him really drunk tonight because he's slurring at the very end.
No.
No.
No. Nah. Nah. Trust me, my tooth doesn't hurt.
My tongue, however, doesn't want to work.
Oh, everyone knows what that music means.
It's time to wrap this crap up and get the heck out of Dodge.
No shit. hold on. You know what's sad? Here. Wait.
Wait for it.
Oh, no more Yankee, my winky.
No. Hang on.
Scott has not get to play with all his buttons tonight. That's what the sad thing is.
Hang on. Here we go.
A wizard is never late, Frodo Baggins. Nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to. Referring to the incident with the dragon, I was barely involved.
Are you catching on to where I'm going here?
We're going to talk about it. It's going to be someday. It's going to be someday soon.
Don't you think that was terribly clever? What did you do? Sweet!
Nothing important. That is, I heard a good deal about a ring and a Dark Lord and something about the end of the world, but...
Best line in this movie.
I don't know. I love the 111-year-old line.
Yeah, sweet. What did you hear? Sweet.
Nothing important. That is, I heard a good deal about a ring and a Dark Lord and something about the end of the world, but...
Little late to be trimming the verge.
Just remember, Frodo, the ring is trying to get back to its master. It wants to be found. They are coming.
You draw far too much attention to yourself, Mr. Underhill.
Fool of a book.
Are you frightened? Yes, not nearly frightened enough. I know what answer you.
Your love of the halfling's leaf has clearly slowed your mind.
If you want him, come and claim him.
That's a good line.
Destroy.
You shall not pass!
This task was appointed to you, and if you do not find a way, no one will.
Yeah, he just screwed up the whole next episode. Way to go, Scott.
Ladies and gentlemen, you now know what's coming next. That's right. Lord of the Rings. We're going to go through each movie.
Yeah, one by one, and then probably a wrap up.
And then there's a huge wrap up. And after that, we're not going to do movies for a little while.
Be a lot of racing and fun stuff.
Yeah. We've got the race at Put-in Bay coming up, which will be, I don't want to say it's live, but we'll record it. We'll do a lot of stuff with that. We're also going to be hooking up with the Cleveland Sports Fan.
Oh, my. Oh God.
I don't
know about that, man.
I'm trying to work out a golf tournament for the Cleveland Sports Fan well as the Davis and Davis show.
Oh,
that sucks. Hey everyone, I want you to have a good night. Go to davisanddavisshow.com and check out the webpage. I am going to be updating the
Facebook page.
Well, the movie page.
Okay.
We you know what? We have not separated everything on the website for the top five shelves as well as the shelf behind the counter, and I'm
glass gonna have, box
I am doing that this weekend.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good sign.
Yeah
Other than that, do you have anything else to go over?
Not a dang thing.
Take it easy, everyone.
Have a great night, and we will talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.